11 people died when BP's Macondo well in the Gulf of Mexico exploded in 2010. It was to become one of the biggest environmental disasters in US history. For nearly 3 months, more than 100 million gallons of oil spewed onto America's southern shoreline. The spill triggered legal action from thousands of householders and businesses for compensation. Well, today the US government and five states reached an $18.7 billion agreement to settle claims for damages following the spill. Florida's Attorney General Pam Bond said she was thrilled with the settlement.
This is a historic settlement, by the way. Had we litigated this, this is a rabbit hole. This is a black hole. We would have been in litigation for years. Regardless of any verdict, this would have been appealed. Probably our grandchildren would have seen the money.
The deal settles civil claims filed against BP by the US government, along with five Gulf Coast states. That's Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi and Texas. George Barasich is an oyster fisherman based near New Orleans. He's also president of the United Commercial Fishermen's Association. I started by asking how his livelihood had been affected by the spill.
My oyster business is crippled, still crippled. My shrimp business is doing a little better, but nothing near compared to what I lost in 5 years. And the settlement that we got, you know, because we had to participate in the global settlement, was adequate, not sufficient, just adequate.
So that was a separate settlement, different to today's. What do you feel about today's news?
It's good because it's about what they were going to find them anyway, because BP was gross negligent. They did everything wrong. They were culpable of what they did. So chances are they were going to get the maximum fine anyway. And this way here, it expedites the states getting the money to do some of the restoration that is badly needed. So the money's going to come. It's going to come over years, but it's going to come quicker than if we had to go to court.
What do you think about the way that BP has handled this whole affair?
It's appalling the way they did it, the way they tried to hide everything. What's even more appalling was the way our government, our Coast Guard and Homeland Security helped them hide it. It was terrible. And now, you know, they're complaining that they paid too much. What's going to happen 5 years from now? I'm going to think myself. I actually have a medical issue because of the BP spill, and there's a lot of people who are worse off than me. 5 and 10 years from now, when BP's gone, everybody starts dying. Who's going to pay for that? There's a lot of things that they're paying for. Yes, they did put a lot of money. Yes, they did help some people recover, not everybody. But the overall picture, they failed.
So you're still angry 5 years on, more than 5 years on?
Every time I can't breathe, every time I can't run, every time I can't work anymore, yes, sir, I am angry.
And the money that you've received so far in terms of compensation, what have you done with it? How have you spent it?
A lot of it, the first settlement, was to pay back old debt. We just got our second round payments. We still have a third round. It's not as good financially as people think it is, because by the time you give the money to the attorney, you give the money to the tax man, you're getting 32 cents on the dollar.
Do you think you'll see any of this latest settlement in terms of damages, compensation?
No, that's not designed for that. That's designed for the damage to the states, and we're hoping that through the organizations that I represent, we're going to utilize that money to restore some of the areas that were damaged. That's my hope. I hope that most of it isn't thrown away for studies and economic evaluations and engineering design. Let's get on the ground because we know what has to be done. The fishermen know what has to be done. Let's hope the government listens to us this time and expedite this because we can't wait much longer.
Can you see things getting back to normal where they were before 2010 anytime soon?
I don't think we'll ever see back to normal because some people have died already. A lot of us are sick. A lot of people are out of business. A lot of people that didn't do well in the settlement or the BP lottery, so we call it, they're gone. They're out of business already. So it's coming back to normalcy. I don't think it'll ever happen again. There's always going to be that suspicion. Is the seafood safe? Is it going to come back? You know, every time you get a hurricane or a blow, you get residual stuff come up again. So it's always in the back of your mind. I don't think there is a normalcy ever again.
That was the New Orleans oyster farmer, George Barasich. And in a statement, BP chairman Carl Henrik Svanberg said, "With this agreement, we provide a path to closure for BP and the Gulf."